For many small investors, the stock market continues to feel like a roller coaster ride. It's up, it's down, it's driving people crazy. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and NASDAQ were all down for the third quarter. Many people wonder, where else can they put their money? Or should they just tuck it under the bed? Here to explore the options is Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. So, Michelle, there are viable alternatives to the stock market?
Well, I don't know about viable, but there's certainly alternatives. You know, lots of people are afraid of the stock market, and you need to understand what that is. Really, if you're going to be in the stock market, you have to be in there for the long term. Regardless of that, lots of people are afraid. They don't want to be in the stock market, and I understand that. So what are some of the alternatives? You can put your money in bonds. And bonds are just IOUs. You're playing the banker. So you lend a company or a state or a municipality your money, and they promise to give it back with a certain interest rate. You could put your money in CDs. Now, any of us who've been watching the rates of CDs and savings accounts know they are pitiful. But it's still an alternative. You might want to do what I call CD laddering. And we've talked about that in the past, where you may buy a one-year CD, a two-year CD, a five-year CD, so that you can balance where you're putting your money. There's also, you can do money market accounts. Again, they aren't paying very much, but at least it's an option for you.
And with bonds, at least, sometimes there are tax benefits involved. So even though you're not getting much money back, you may be kind of making a little bit of money on your taxes.
That's right. For example, if you want to invest in bonds in your local area, you know, lots of states have tax-free bonds, and so you can put your money in that. The treasury bonds are a good alternative for people who are just saying, listen, I don't want to have anything to do with the stock market. You can perhaps look into something called a Series I Inflation Index Savings Bonds, or I bonds that they're called, that is issued by the U.S. Treasury. If you want to find out more information about that, you can go to savingsbond.gov. So that would be www.savingsbond.gov. So there are some alternatives. You're not going to get as much a return over time that you might get in the stock market. But again, if you are terribly afraid and you're not sleeping because the market is going up and down, there are some alternatives. Like I said, bonds, you know, can do some CD laddering. There's money market accounts. There are some alternatives.
There used to be, and there still are, just plain savings accounts at banks. But every time I've talked to anyone at a bank about these recently, I mean, in the last few years, the rates are so low, it just doesn't seem it would be worth putting money there.
Well, you know, the rates are really, really low. And that's why you want to look at some of these other ones. The most important thing is that you want to have a diversified portfolio. So you do want to have some stocks, you do want to have some bonds, and you do want to have some cash. You know, that emergency money that I'm always talking about, you want to keep that liquid. So that would be in a savings account or some CDs, some short-term CDs. The good thing is inflation is low, so you don't have to worry about that. But going forward, one of the biggest problems you're going to have is that you want your money tomorrow to buy what it can buy today. So you may want to get out there in that water and do some investing if you want to keep up with inflation.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life. And she joins us regularly here on Day to Day. Michelle, thanks.
You're so welcome.